Entering the Community After Incarceration, How We Can Help, SSA Publication Number 05-10504, May 2007. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction. How soon can benefits be started after release? Is there a way to expedite benefit payments? How does the pre-release procedure work? How can institutions establish a pre-release agreement? What are the responsibilities of each party? What are the advantages of a pre-release agreement? Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Social Security and/or Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, benefits are suspended when individuals are confined to jail or prison. For Social Security beneficiaries, benefits remain suspended until the inmate is released. For SSI beneficiaries, benefits are terminated when the individual is incarcerated for a year or more. Individuals need funds to cover living expenses when they are released from prison. To help them make a successful transition back into the community, benefits need to be started as soon as possible. How soon can benefits be started after release? The amount of time it takes to start benefits depends on the individual's particular situation. If benefits have only been suspended, Social Security usually can restart them without much delay. If benefits have been terminated, it can take a few months before benefits resume. If the inmate was not previously entitled to benefits and is alleging disability, a new application and disability determination are required. In this situation, it could take from 3 to 5 months to make a decision about the person's disability. Is there a way to expedite benefit payments? By following a special procedure before release, we can pay benefits much sooner. We refer to this as the pre-release procedure. How does the pre-release procedure work? When an institution has a pre-release agreement with Social Security, we can begin processing an inmate's application up to several months before the inmate's scheduled release date, make a prospective determination of potential eligibility and payment amount based on the inmate's expected circumstances after release, and start paying benefits shortly after the inmate is released from the institution. When notified by the institution, Social Security will follow this procedure if the inmate is likely to be eligible for benefits within 30 days of his or her scheduled release date. How can institutions establish a pre-release agreement? Either the local Social Security office or the institution may initiate a discussion about setting up a pre-release agreement. The pre-release agreement may be an informal verbal agreement or may be a written agreement signed by both parties. What are the responsibilities of each party? Social Security's responsibilities. In a typical pre-release agreement, the Social Security office will provide guidelines about what evidence is needed, provide a contact person to assist the institution and the inmate in applying the pre-release procedures, process claims and reinstatements timely, and notify the institution promptly when Social Security has made a decision about the inmate's eligibility for benefits. Institution's responsibilities. The institution would agree to notify Social Security of individuals scheduled for release in the near future who may be eligible for benefits, provide available current medical evidence for the inmate including a statement about the inmate's ability to handle funds, provide Social Security with the anticipated release date, and notify Social Security as soon as the individual is released. What are the advantages of a pre-release agreement? A pre-release agreement allows both parties to streamline the process for starting and restarting benefits promptly after an inmate is released, facilitates the inmate's return to the community by providing him or her with an adequate source of income, and could serve to deter recidivism. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Materials for blind persons. Publications for persons who are blind, public information materials in Braille, on audio cassette, on floppy disk, and in enlarged print may be ordered from the Braille Services team. The following are publications currently available. However, other publications are being added to the list. You should place the order even if the publication does not appear on the list. If the publication does not appear on the list, more time may be needed to reproduce it in the requested format. To obtain copies of the publications listed below, contact the Social Security Administration Braille Team, L1141 West Low Rise Building, 6401 Security Boulevard, Baltimore, Maryland, 21235, or call 410-965-6407 or TTY 1-800-325-0778. The fax number is 410-965-6413. Publications currently available in audio format are SSA-05-10018, How Workers' Compensation and Other Disability Payments May Affect Your Benefits. SSA-05-10024, Understanding the Benefits. SSA-05-10026, Benefits for Children with Disabilities. SSA-05-10029, Disability. SSA-05-10035, Retirement Benefits. SSA-05-10043, Medicare. SSA-05-10052, If You Are Blind or Have Low Vision, How We Can Help. SSA-05-10053, How We Decide If You Are Still Disabled. SSA-05-10058, Your Right to Question the Decision Made on Your Claim. SSA-05-10061, The Ticket to Work and Self-Sufficiency Program. SSA-05-10064, Identity Theft and Your Social Security Number. SSA-05-10069, How Work Affects Your Benefits. SSA-05-10076, A Guide for Representative Payees. SSA-05-10077, Social Security, What You Need to Know When You Get Retirement or Survivor's Benefits. SSA-05-10084, Survivor's Benefits. SSA-05-10095, Working While Disabled, How We Can Help. SSA-05-10153, What You Need to Know When You Get Disability Benefits. SSA-05-11000, Supplemental Security Income. SSA-05-11008, Your Right to Question the Decision Made on Your SSI Claim. SSA-05-11011, What You Need to Know When You Get SSI. SSA-05-11015, A Guide to SSA for Groups and Organizations. SSA-05-11017, Working While Disabled, A Plan for Achieving Self-Support. SSA-64-030, Work Incentives for People with Disabilities, The Red Book. Fact Sheets, SSA-05-10006, Social Security, A Snapshot. SSA-05-10041, The Appeals Process. SSA-05-10045, The Windfall Elimination Provision, How It Affects Your Social Security Retirement or Disability Benefits. SSA-10043, 05-10108, Getting Help with Medicare Prescription Drug Plan Costs, Life Insurance, Face and Cash Values, SSA-05-10128, What You Need to Complete the Application for Help with Medicare Prescription Drug Costs, SSA-05-10129, Help Available to Pay Costs of Medicare's New Prescription Drug Program,